Iran says it has removed the core of the Arak heavy water reactor ahead of the full implementation of the nuclear deal between Tehran and the P5 plus one group. Spokesman for the Atomic Energy Organization of Iran, Behruz Kamalvandi, says the IAEA inspectors will verify the move in the near future. The Daesh terrorist group has claimed responsibility for a deadly attack in the Indonesian capital. Seven people, including the attackers, were killed as gunfire and explosions rocked the city. Scores of people were also injured. The Indonesian president has described the attacks as acts of terror. Israeli forces have shot and killed a young Palestinian north of the city of Al-Khalil, also known as Hebron, over an alleged stabbing attack against Israeli soldiers. Tensions have been simmering across the occupied territories over 2 months now. 157 Palestinians have been killed by Israelis since October the 1st. Now, the United Nations Children's Fund warns that some 10 million Yemeni children are in need of urgent help amid Saudi Arabia's war on the country. UNICEF says ongoing attacks on Yemen are exposing children and their families to violence, disease, and deprivation. A European Commission official cites difficulties during the negotiations on what the UK has asked in return for its continued membership in the European Union. The head of the British Referendum Task Force says London's demanded reforms, entail fundamental issues the bloc has to consider and resolve with political will. Media reports say Daesh terrorists have captured Tal Qusayba village east of the Iraqi city of Tikrit. The terrorists have seized the police station and some government buildings, killing the police chief. Security forces are regrouping to mount a counterattack to liberate the village. In Turkey, a car bomb explosion at a police station in the Kurdish town of Diyarbakir has left 5 people dead and over 30 others injured. The blast was followed by gunfire and rocket attacks. The Kurdistan Workers' Party has claimed responsibility for the incident. The Australian police evacuated Sydney's iconic opera house after receiving information about a threat on social media. People were cleared from the area near the building and metal barriers were erected before the building was declared safe. Similar precautions were taken across the harbour on the city's northern beaches.